Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters, to prepare ourselves to celebrate these sacred mysteries, we call to mind our sins. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. And may Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Almighty and merciful God, may no earthly undertaking hinder those who set out in haste to meet your Son, but may our learning of heavenly wisdom gate us admittance to his company, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Comfort, give comfort to my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her service is at an end, her guilt is expiated. Indeed, she has received from the hand of the Lord double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the desert, prepare a way for the Lord. Make straight in the wasteland a highway for our God. Every valley shall be filled in. Every mountain and hill shall be made low. The rugged land shall be made a plain. The rough country a broad valley. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all the people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Go up into a high mountain, Zion, herald of glad tidings. Cry out at the top of your voice, Jerusalem, herald of good news. Fear not to cry out and say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. Here comes with power the Lord God, who rules by his strong arm. Here is his reward with him, his recompense before him. Like a shepherd, he feeds his flock. In his arms, he gathers the lambs, carrying them in his bosom and leading the ewes with care. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace to his people. Near indeed is his salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. The Lord himself will give his benefits. Our land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your
A reading from the second letter of St. Peter. Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord, one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years like one day. The Lord does not delay his promise, as some regard delay, but he is patient with you, not wishing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief, and then the heavens will pass away with a mighty roar, and the elements will be dissolved by fire, and the earth and everything done on it will be found out. Since everything is to be dissolved in this way, what sort of person ought you to be? Conducting yourselves in holiness and devotion, waiting for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved in flames and the elements melted by fire. But according to his promise, we await new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. Therefore, beloved, since you await these things, be eager to be found without spot or blemish before him, at peace. The word of the Lord.
From the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you,
The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I am sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. A voice of one crying out in the desert, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make straight his paths.'" John the Baptist appeared in the desert, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. People of the whole Judean countryside and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they acknowledged their sins. John was clothed in camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist. He fed on locusts and wild honey. And this is what he proclaimed: "One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop and loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's short gospel passage from St. Mark is packed with images of preparation, of images of repentance, and it also has a proclamation about the coming of the Messiah. And it should be noted that St. Mark begins his gospel not with a narrative or details about Jesus' birth, like Matthew and Luke. Instead, St. Mark begins with the powerful statement, "Jesus Christ, the Son of God." See, St. Mark is showing us that Jesus' story didn't begin with his birth on earth. The word Christ is not a surname. In other words, it's not Jesus' last name. It means anointed one, Messiah. And St. John, in his gospel, the beginning of his gospel, those famous verses in the beginning of his gospel, says the same thing with a little more eloquence. If you remember those words, we've all heard them. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God and became flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus means Savior. So Jesus Christ is Savior, the Anointed One, the Messiah. And as I said before, Mark also calls Jesus the Son of God. You know, I think we can sometimes overlook the powerful meaning of this opening verse in St. Mark's Gospel. Reading it again, "The beginning of the Gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." And those words fling us right into the middle of Jesus' reason for coming into the world. So Mark tells us in his very first verse who Jesus really is. And Mark, being the shortest gospel, if you read through it, he also does this at the end of the gospel. If you remember when the soldier declares, "Truly this is the Son of God." So we have that as the opening. And then we're quickly introduced to John the Baptist. John being the herald for the coming Messiah. And John, as we know, was trying to bring the good news to all who would listen to him. As we heard, they were coming from all over the Judean countryside. So let's use our mind's eye, our imaginations, for a moment here as we look at John and look at his surroundings. First, let's look at his surroundings. There was nothing, if you really look at it, there was nothing that shouted good news about the desert. It was unbearably hot in the day, very cold at night. It was probably one of the most abandoned places in the world, with its deep gulches, limestone soil, rocky ledges, those ledges that look warped and twisted. What a place for good news. And then there was the messenger himself. You know, in today's world, no political marketer would ever permit John to appear in public looking like he did. I thought about this when I was reading and going over the scripture, and of course, I'm of that age. John looked like some people I knew growing up in the 60s. Really? He must have been a sight, wearing camel's hair and a leather belt, eating locusts and honey. He had long hair and a beard. He was unshaven. And this was actually in the Old Testament tradition. This can be seen in the second book of Kings when they describe the prophet Elijah. But John's message was one of repentance for the forgiveness of sin, receiving baptism. John's baptism was a baptism for repentance, for the forgiveness of sins. In other words, John was telling us, clean up your act and prepare for the coming of the Lord. John mirrors the prophet Isaiah in our Old Testament reading, in the first reading. Prepare the way, make straight the highways, fill in the valleys. Mountains were made low, rugged land will be made smooth and plain. You know, my friends, Advent, as we know, is the season that comes prior to the celebration of the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ at Christmas. It's a time of what we would call expectant waiting and preparation. The term itself, Advent, is a version of the Latin word meaning coming. We use Advent to prepare, to remember the real meaning of Christmas, and how the birth of an innocent baby changed the world in ways that we continue to experience every day of our lives, 2,000 years later. So why do we hear from Isaiah about making straight roads and fixing valleys? And why do we hear from John, that austere figure, looking like a wild man living in those bleak surroundings? Well, I think Isaiah's message is very plain and is very simple. And we can relate to it today in our lives here today in 2017. We can relate to it. Make straight those crooked paths in our own lives. Clean up the jagged and bumpy roads of our prejudices. Fill in those valleys of self-centeredness and pride. Smooth out the rough peaks of gossip in bearing false witness that can destroy good and decent human beings. That's how we prepare our hearts in this Advent season to receive Jesus. And how about John? John the Baptist, that towering Advent figure who calls for a baptism of conversion and repentance. John's simplistic lifestyle and his austere surroundings call attention to where we should be as we wait joyfully to welcome Jesus during our Christmas celebration. In other words, simplify our lives by cleaning out our hearts. You see, there can be no place for peace and freedom at our Christmas celebrations if, in fact, we do not open our hearts to God's grace. John's message and appearance, if you really look at it at this time of the year, is screaming to us. It's screaming out to us, just like we were standing there in the Judean countryside, screaming out to us to change from our own egotistical behaviors, to change from our own pride and our own tendency to lord it over others. And that's not easy. It's only when we commit to let God's justice transform our inner being that we can truly say, peace on earth and goodwill to all, and let there be peace on earth. Let it begin with me. Because, my friends, God's justice working in us produces a bountiful, a rich harvest of freedom and a harvest of peace and joy, which no one can take from us. So I say to you, this Advent season, try not to shy away from the sobering message of John the Baptist and the prophet Isaiah. So you might ask, well, how do we start? Well, possibly, and again, this is not easy, but possibly to make peace with someone you have been at odds with, maybe starting in your own family. Your Christmas celebration, I think, if we attempt this, will truly ring out with peace and joy like it never has before. A joy that no gift in a package can give. Give it a try. The only thing it will cost you maybe is your pride. But the rewards cannot be valued. You can't put a value on that kind of peace. See, the gifts and presents that you open on Christmas will eventually fade and be forgotten. But the changes made in our lives will not only last, but those changes will also change the lives of those around us. I ask you to pray about it and to give it a shot. And I pray that the Lord will give you courage to truly have a joy-filled Christmas. May God bless you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages,
God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made, for us men and for our salvation. He came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us bring our needs before God, who is compassionate and patient from age to age.
For the church, that like John the Baptist, we may witness in word and in action to the presence of Jesus in the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who are undergoing a rough period in their lives and fear that they cannot climb out of it, that in the glory of the Lord revealed, they may find hope. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For those who have felt the need to leave their homes, exiles, refugees, migrants, and asylum seekers, that they may hear the good news of the power of God proclaimed in their midst, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For a call to the repentance here to our in our own faith community, that we may take the words of John the Baptist to heart in preparing ourselves for Jesus' coming, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the protection and safety of those who protect and defend our nation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Marcelino B. Gonzalez, Jesusita J. Canales, Delia Farias, Ruben Moreno, deceased members of the Mew family, and Ben Meir, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my friends, for all the prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord God, hear our prayers that we make to you, as you once heard the prayers of faithful people like Isaiah, John the Baptist, and grant them according to your will. We ask this through the one who's coming we anticipate, Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you. Blessed be God.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands.
Let us pray. Be pleased, O Lord, with our humble prayers and offerings. And since we have no merit to plead our cause, come, we pray, to our rescue with the protection of your mercy through Christ our Lord. Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks. Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For all the oracles of the prophets foretold him, the Virgin Mother longed for him, with love beyond all telling. John the Baptist sang of his coming and proclaimed his presence when he came. It is by his gift that already we rejoice at the mystery of his nativity, so that he may find us watchful in prayer and exalted in his praise. And so with angels, archangels, thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and the powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory.
Holy, holy.
You are indeed holy, O Lord,
the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed, and interwoven to his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever." And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace. Peace.
Not bring the judgment and condemnation, but through your love and mercy. Be for me protection in mind and body and healing remedy. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Ways. Truly my Light the hearts of all in dark and shadow.
Body of Christ.
For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. Spring of joy, rain down upon our spirits. Our thirsty hearts are yearning for your word. Come, make us whole, be comfort to our hearts. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you.
Amen.
O root of life, implant your seed within us, and in your advent draw us all to you. Our hope reborn in dying and in rising. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Of knowledge, guide us in our pilgrimage. We ever seek, yet unfulfilled remain. Open to us the pathway of your peace. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. Come, let us bow before the God who made us. Let every heart be open to the Lord, for we are all the people of his hand. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you. Here we shall meet the Maker of the heavens, Creator of the mountains and the seas, Lord of the stars, and present to us now. For you, O Lord, my soul in stillness waits. Truly my hope is in you.
Hello, I'm Father Han Pham, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral.
On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.